And that's it's all over. And the Ross are the Junior A champions. They have beaten Mayville by 15-110. And there is delight on the pitch after the match. And what a great game.
Yeah, brilliant game of football, Ryan. Really absorbing. Listen, there has to be a winner. You feel for Mayville, Ryan. You know, they were in a brilliant position that second half. I just felt that they set far too deep. They were inviting Narasa on them too much. And it was only going to be a matter of time before they were made pay for that. Yes, they had a couple of breaks. Yes, they had that opportunity, Nigel McGonigal's late on, to tie up the game. But again, that brilliant block from Melly, as much you might look at the Malloy scores, Melly's block is key to that there. And I say, you had on then McCready coming on. I've never seen a move like that. Come on, and Nets basically played out the pitch, played keep ball. It was him who hit the last insurance point in that match. And at the end of it, the balance of play, you'd have to say Narasa run deserved to win this title. Ryan, really, really enjoyable game. We want to wish them all the best getting on the Ulster.
Yeah, and Declan Bonner, former Donegal manager, he wasn't scared to make the brave calls there. Brian O'Donnell coming on had a big impact as well. And Jamie P. McCready. And, well, Narasa, they're absolutely chuffed with this victory. And it's because you have to remember for Narasa, it's been tough times down through the years for them, you know, to keep things on the road. And they've managed to do that. And, well, they're chuffed with their victory. Mayville, it's a long way back,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, listen, I'd have to say hats off to Mayville. It's been a cracking season for them, and I know the two boys getting involved and talking last week that they came into this, you know, yeah, particularly Quiggy Clinton training the team, like GA team, for the first time. It's a remarkable story that they're even here, Ryan. And I would have to say, a lot of people thought Narasa maybe control the game and maybe just be a bit too good for Mayville. That isn't how it was at all. And in many ways, Mayville were in a great position in that second half. I just felt, Ryan, and it happens with teams, they got too deep set, and when they were breaking in, they were only having maybe one attack to every three or four in their asses. At the end of the day, that's going to count on the scoreboard, and it caught up with them. They maybe were sitting in that shape a bit too early in the half. Narasa kept coming, and in the end, the bit of quality came to the top from Narasa. But what a part Mayville played in this, Ryan. You'll go back to maybe some goal opportunities missed by both sides. But at the end of the day, I think over the course of the match, Narasa were the more rounded, better side.
And who caught your eye out there, Brendan?
Well, I thought, I've just mentioned that man that won that last free, Oisin Coven. You know, I thought the two boners inside, McHugh, showed bits of brilliance. Say Melly's block at the end there, and you know Mayville, you know Barr, I thought contributed brilliantly to the game. I thought Lafferty was a real player as well in terms of playmaker now. So you know the two midfielders, Skelly and Diver as well. You know they've certainly got something big to work with. They'll learn a lot from that to take back in the championship. But this year, 2023, it's Narasa that have the honours, and as I say, I think they deserve the game over the course of it.
Yeah, and the season isn't over for Narasa. Now you go into the Ulster Junior Championship. They play the Fermanagh champions. I think it's possibly a home tie now. I would have to just double check that one. But they'll be looking to prolong their season into the winter, shorten the winter.
It's a very special thing then, you know, you're representing Donegal. It completely changes the whole dynamic. And, you know, you talk about those winter nights when they're getting colder and sharper. Most teams have got their feet up at the fire. You're still involved in championship. And it's a special thing to go and represent Donegal. And we've seen a couple of heroic runs through Ulster for junior teams in Donegal in this last 10 years. And I'm sure the Ross will want to do that. And looking at them today, Ryan, they have all the ingredients to go and do that. And you're on a bit of squad and a bench and the ability to change the game and bring on players. They certainly have that. And the Narasa faithful, as you can hear in the background, are celebrating what is a brilliant achievement for the club.
Yeah, and they're getting ready for the trophy lift. Daniel Martin-Melly is the captain of Narasa. He's been a soldier for many years. Good days, bad days, not so good days. But I see him giving a big pat in the back there from the boners of now of Glenswilly, and he's coming over and he's going to be lifting the Dr. McCluskey Cup. Not quite sure who was given the Man of the Match award here. Definitely a few contenders in that, and well. I think it's Aidan McHugh possibly is coming up here to collect the award, maybe.
Yeah, McHugh He had a brilliant game, Ryan, and I think the couple of ones that he missed, you know, for a player of his class, you'd be thinking that shouldn't have happened, but he contributed a lot more in terms of on the ball playmaking and the points that he kicked as well. Real, real talented player. I was just saying, I don't think in the first half Narasa got him in the right positions on the ball. He's going to be a handful for anybody in Ulster. And I think again, you could see with Narasa the coaching was going on, the ball playing, a lot of players very comfortable on the ball. And that, I think, was probably a slight difference between the two teams, particularly in that second half. As I say, Mavow just got too deep into their position, and as a result, they couldn't get a platform up the pitch to launch enough attacks. And in the end, Narasa wore them down and got across the line.
Yeah, well done to Aidan McHugh. Man of the match on the biggest day of the season. Fair play to him. And it's the Donegal GAA chairman now, Fergus McGee, is getting ready to present. And Seamus McGonigal had a good game in the middle of the pitch. Brennan.
Yeah, indeed. He was. I'm just looking down Eamon Redden there. He's hugging Pat McLaughlin. I didn't know Eamon Redden, former county player, was involved in the background there. I was just seeing him down, the two boys having a word. But yeah, listen, they're very experienced official. I think he did everything right. There wasn't any of those major calls that affected the outcome, which we're always glad of, Ryan, because things like that always leave a what if. It didn't come down to that. I think really when the two teams look back at it, obviously Narasa will not be looking back. They'll not be too worried. Coach Declan Bunner would like to brush up on what he did wrong and get better at what he did right getting into Ulster. But I think for the Mavill management, they'll reflect on what was a great year, and certainly, as I say, dropping too deep into the shape in the second half, you need a platform to get out, work the ball out and get up the pitch and get in the ability to attack. And that outside those couple of goal opportunities, particularly probably the Dever one in the second half there, there'll be a few what-ifs around that. If they had more of a lead round to sit on, they were sitting on a 1-point lead there at times, and you're just thinking it's too dangerous a game. If that had been a 2 or 3 point lead, if that goal had been done, you know, they probably could have sat in that and seen out the game. And I think therein is probably over the winter, you'll think of those moments in the game where if they had built up a better lead, they might have got across the line, but it wasn't to be. It was Narasa's day.
And here comes Daniel Martin-Melly to collect the Dr. McCluskey Cup. Narasa are the Junior A champions, and they've up the coast.